Trying to break into that top six will be difficult, but we will be going into the season hoping to achieve that.
Realistic targets are to win all four trophies. I don't see any reason why we can't with the squad we've got.
I'm currently on my honeymoon, so I've actually been given a 5-minute football pass by the missus. So, I hope you feel privileged enough.
I'm Bethan from the Covey Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Welcome to the podcast that managers break off their honeymoon to talk to. Yeah, it's true. Coming up, you'll hear from almost 11 managers and one assistant manager, all telling you about their JD WPL plans for the season. Mark Jonah Jones is here to tell you what he thinks of all of that. So let's get straight down to it. In fixture order, this Friday, Aberystwyth host Llandudno. All the pre-season talk's been about the Tudno spending spree. Here's Ewan Williams.
It's been a huge rebuilding job here at Llandudno. It's been quite an overhaul of players, so we've been working hard over the summer to try and recruit good characters and a balance between experienced players and lads who want to have a go, and I think we've achieved that. So yeah, the aspirations for the season is quite high. We're looking forward to it. It's quite exciting, but we are realistic as well in terms of the established team still in the league. So trying to break into that top six will be difficult, but we will be going into the season hoping to achieve that, and hopefully I'm quite vocal in saying that I'd love to experience European football, and if we do break into that top six, then who knows what can happen.
Oh, we wanted to hear from somebody from Aberystwyth, but they weren't available. So, Jonah, let's work backwards here. The chatter really about the Tudno, bearing in mind what you've just heard from you, and will Llandudno be a top six side this season?
Well, Ewan has told us, frankly, he had a rebuilding job to do, and he's completed his rebuilding job. He's happy with what the board have allowed him to bring in, and I think Ewan and the board obviously have higher aspirations than they did for last season, and that's a good place to be in a football club. I think you'd rather be given the equipment and be put under a bit of pressure rather than be, under pressure anyway as a football manager without the equipment to work with. But he speaks well. He says we'd like to get top six, and he even mentions European football, which his club have been involved in before. So it was a bright interview, and he hasn't hid behind nothing there. He tells you straight out that his aspirations are to get in the top six, and he doesn't think that Europe is beyond him. So that's a decent, that's a decent way of looking at things. Top six is available. Europe is a big ask, absolute big ask, like I said. But were he to finish six, I think his job would be done. Anything more than that, and it would have been a very decent season for him. And Europe, with nine of our clubs usually, is a dream which has to be earned.
And it would be lazy to fall into the trap of Aberystwyth will struggle again this season after two seasons struggling. But what are you seeing that will not make them struggle? How do you think they're going to do?
They brought in a couple of local lads, I think, haven't they, on the coaching staff? I think Gavin Allen's gone there. I don't know Gavin. I don't obviously know Malcolm, his brother, but Gavin's a great lad, real upbeat character. And I know Gavin since our first days with the coaching badges years ago. And he is an upbeat character. He'll hopefully bring goals to the place. I watched him win their under-19 Academy final last year, so which Barry Morgan was in charge, and I think he might have a little bit to do as well. So, they might be bringing up a little bit of the localness.
Well, Ballas Colin Caton was with Scorio when we wanted a word with somebody, so we picked on assistant manager Ryan Valentine to talk about their summer clear-out.
I think the signs we've made are an improvement. There's been quite big changes. We let quite a number of players go to freshen things up, and we've brought what we feel is better quality players in. Obviously time will tell on that throughout the season, but the early signs are good, and we feel that we will have a stronger season this season than we did last season. Already you can see we like winners to come into the club, people and characters that are going to integrate into the club and take on the values and the things that we hold within the club. And I think all the lads have done that since they've come in. Sometimes with whole host of lads going out and a whole host coming in. It can take time, but I think due to the lads' characters, the determination, the hard work, I think things have seemed to settle down and the structures seem to be a smooth transition rather than the wholesale changes and taking time.
Ballot might be a bit disappointed with last season, wouldn't they, Jonah? Only in Europe because of Banger's departure. Could those new names like Henry Jones push them back up the table?
I think he's made some astute signings, Colin. And, nice to hear Ryan Valentine on the pod as well, giving us his opinion. Obviously, he has a job to do assisting Colin. And, Henry Jones is a great player when he played for Banger. Like I said last week, he was excellent. Mangan brings all his experience up front. I think they might have an addition or two this week, so I don't think they're finished yet. Bala are now regular visitors to Europe, and I think they just like to really take the next step of being a regular challenger and a real challenger to TNS. I know Colin will want it. I know the chairman and the committee will want it. And why not? They've had a good couple of seasons. Third, second. It's that's from where they come from, don't forget, is absolutely brilliant. But they just might be getting to the next step now where they think, hang on, let's have a real good go at it. We all know how tough it'd be to take TNS to the wire, but I think they're in the bracket of wanting to do it anyway.
And of course, they host Carmarthen, who rallied in the second half of the season under Neil Smothers. Here's his view on the season to come.
I think it goes without saying that we won a much better season than we had last season. The boys have worked hard through pre-season. We've had a good build-up, and you're always looking to finish in the top six. I think that'll be a big ask if I'm being honest. But who knows? Definitely to be in and around the 6-7 spot, in and around the playoffs, and then who knows, because like I said, there's a lot of teams who are quite close to each other. I think the top couple of teams, obviously, there's quite a gap, but the rest of us are quite close. So who knows, if we have a good start, if we get on a good run, obviously finish better than last year and hopefully a top half finish.
And Jonah, I've got to say about Carmarthen, they not only want that heroic second half form to continue, of course, but they've made some handy signings pre-season. They looked sharp in pre-season as well. They are one of my picks for a top six.
Yes, they have looked sharp in pre-season, and I've taken your... If I were allowed to bet, I might have taken up your few shillings on Carmarthen for the top six. But even Smudger, in the interview we've just done with him now, he hasn't ruled out top six. For me, seventh or eighth to be great for him. It's a turnaround. It's back established in the Welsh Premier League then. But I love to hear all these managers saying the top six is not beyond them. And he has players with plenty of Welsh Premier League experience who said took the reins off him a bit last year and let him go, and he looked to enjoy it. So if they can make a good start, it's vital to them. And let's don't rule out the top six lot for the old gold.
And one more Friday night fixture to start the season. This one, an 8 o'clock kickoff between Cardiff Met and Newtown. Here's Cardiff Met's Christian Edwards.
It's been a good pre-season. I think we had the heartbreak of the cup final, and it took a while to pick the boys up from that. So once we had the realisation of we've got to go again, it was quite easy. The boys were very very focused on what they had to do, and we came back in a camp on the 2nd of July, and it's been kind of full tilt from there, really. We knew we were losing Jordan Lamb, that he graduated, and we knew we were losing Josh Barnett. But other than that, we've lost nobody else. I believe we've gained some very exciting young prospects. Last year I spoke about development, this year it's about responding to the heartbreak of the cup final. And if we can respond to that and some of the comments that have been aimed at us over the summer, then I'll be very pleased with the boys. But we're very confident in our ability, and if the squad gives anywhere near its talent and its ability, then I think we'll go on and have a good season.
Cardiff Met, how will they do this season?
The stability is still there. Like I said before, I think they've retained more than three quarters of their squad. A couple of young additions that they're always going to get. Like you said, Sam Snaith has scored goals in the Welsh League down here for Lambeth. He's making a name for himself. He's joined centre forward. Young Ewan Williams is a surprise move from Bangor City to Cardiff Met. Youngster with a great future as well. So Christian is, we all know he's educated, and he's educated in the football department as well. And I don't think they bring any mugs in the Met. So top six or thereabouts once again.
And Newtown are the top six side we always don't talk about. As in, should we be talking about them as a top six side, or will they be comfortable with being bottom six this season?
Chris Hughes seems to be the man who has to rebuild all the time. But they openly score plenty of goals every year, especially at Latham Park, and they're an entertaining team to watch. Always, almost never a dull game with Newtown. And they just need to be that way again. What he's brought in, I've yet to really see how many changes he's made from last year. But they've got a stable manager who knows this league inside out, and Hughes's knowledge of the league and his coaching ability should see Newtown okay.
So six clubs down, six to go. Stay with us as we hear from them, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
We'll do reaction to TNS's European efforts in a special podcast later this week, but we're hearing from the managers of all the JDWPL clubs, well, most of them, in this edition. Next up, the first of our new sides. Welcome back, Llanelli. Here's Andy Hill. How does he think his season's going to shape up?
Well, my thoughts of the season, obviously, is to try to stabilise in this league and try to stay in the league. That's our number one target. That's going to be our priority. 10th place after 32 games will be a successful season from our point of view. And hopefully then we can build this in the summer for the second season in the Welsh Prem. That's the aim, that's the target, that's what everybody's focusing on. And obviously, you know, our new signings will kind of strengthen that target that we're aiming for. You know, we're still gonna do what we've done. We're not gonna change the way we play, and hopefully we'll be in there next year.
So Jonah, first of the promoted sides, Andy's doing the obligatory, we'll be happy to survive 10th place is fabulous talk. You expect that from a new manager into the league, but is there more from a side that used to win the league, used to represent us in Europe?
That was a great chat by Andy. You know, it's his first season in the Welsh Premier as a manager, and he was wonderful. I you know, 10 out of 10 for him. It was cagey. He wasn't giving nothing away. He said, we're a big club, we'll Llanelli. We got a great track record and all that, but if we stay up by a single goal on the last kick of the season, I think Andy Hill, a la Neil Warnock with Cardiff City this season, if he keeps Llanelli in the Welsh Premier League by hook or by crook, the same as Warnock with Cardiff City, I think they would have both done a fantastic job. And I don't think he's under as much pressure as a lot of the others, because, like I say, a few of the others have spent, or, you know, their budgets have improved. So maybe he can go into it with a little bit of enjoyment, good coaching staff behind him, and just have a go at it. He knows his target. Stay up by one goal or one point, and that'll be success for the Reds.
And, of course, they host Welsh Cup holders Connors Quay Nomads. Andy Morrison will want more from this season.
There'll be a lot of energy there. You know, a team that come up, you know, ideally you don't want to play them. You know, that's what they say. You don't want a team that's just been promoted because of the energy that'll be around the place. But I'll go down tomorrow and watch them and see, have a good look at them, and then we'll prepare next week. And, you know, we'll be ready, and that's the most important, that's the key element, Nick, at any level of football, is being ready. You know, we were ready going into Shakhtar games, we were ready last season. You know, like I just said to the lads, you cannot just turn up and expect to go and everything to click into place. You know, your mind's got to be there 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, bang, leading into the game, 5 hours before the game, and then bang, you go, and everything goes off from there. And that's a mental side of it. But like I said, you know, they've worked really hard through pre-season, and the intensity and the travelling and everything of Shakhtar, you know, very easy to slip off and not give it that focus and that attention that you have to give your attention to every game you're playing.
So what's your feeling on the Nomads this season, Jonah?
Well, like you said, we've listened to every interview there from all the managers or coaches, and Morrison's was it was great. He's intense straight away, even on these interviews. He said preparation is key. We always prepare for things. You know, 5 days down the line, 4 days down the line, 3 days down the line, 5 hours down the line, and he's obviously got his players in that mould. You know, of thinking all the time about the game. So, if there's anybody who'll be prepared to make a challenge, the Nomads will be prepared to make a challenge. If there's anybody who is, you know, convinced his team can make a challenge, I think he's the one who wants to put it over to people that, you know, yeah, he's so keen we're getting Europe again, like Colin at Ballard the last 4 or 5 years. But the experience of these two men, Caton and Andy Morrison, just tells me that one of them, you know, they have their football knowledge and experience, maybe to make a race out of it.
Only four more managers to hear from. The people we want to hear from the most are you. Tweet us your three-word tale of how you see your club season going. Just say the club's name, then your three words describing it, and put a hashtag JDWPL on it. While TNS start their league season against Barry on Sunday, here's what Scott Rusko thinks of their season ahead in a minute, and then we'll hear from Gavin Chesterfield, who broke the rules, 1:09 to be precise, from Barry.
Realistic targets are to win all four trophies. Don't see any reason why we can't with the squad we've got. Obviously, first and foremost is the Welsh Premier League again, and then the rest come after that. But we've got two last year. We're looking for at least an improvement on that. I'd like four, but if we can get three, it shows an improvement.
Happy with the new signings that the new Saints have made?
Yeah, they seem to have fitted in well and you know, integrated with the group probably quicker than I would have expected. But yeah, you know, we've had a long pre-season that's took us through to Europe, so at the moment they're gelling well.
Yeah, we've had a really good pre-season so far, both in terms of results and performances. It's been gradually building, if you like, and we've had some tough tests that the guys have had to come through, and no doubt that'll stand us in good stead. You know, we've got a tough start to the season, but one that we look forward to. And our expectations this year is to probably try and go one better than we did last year. We feel we're a stronger group. We feel we've got a bit more experience in the squad now. And in truth, in terms of the season, you know, anything from 4 to 12, I think if you ask 10 people, you'd have 10 people who give it to you in a different order. I think the top three are going to be the top three, be it TNS, Bala and Connors Quay. But outside of that, I think it's going to make for a really exciting season. We have strengthened with a few ins in Robbie Patton from Chippenham Town, Marcus Jones from Taftswell, Clayton Green from Carmarthen Town, and Moda Torre on loan from Newport County. And those guys have bedded really well into the group. And to make us that much stronger, hopefully we'll bring in one or two now, definitely before the window closes, but maybe before the start of the season. So fingers crossed, we're looking forward to a good season. And as always, this one we'll attack with excitement.
Well, however TNS do the rest of the Europa League journey, look, Scott Rusko's not taking any prisoners domestically, is he? They're four trophies this season. What have TNS got to do to secure that quadruple?
I think it's fantastic. Listen, it was his first season in charge last year. I was quite surprised, to be honest, Mark, then when he came out with that. First thing out of his mouth, I won all four trophies. Tremendous. Yeah, he's at the biggest club, and sometimes you can hide and say, you know, we did the double it last year, but I thought it was good for him in his first year. But to come out with that, I won all four trophies. You know, our club expects all four trophies. Brilliant, brilliant. Positivity. I would say the treble is so underrated, you know, in doing the treble. It's easier said than done. Even if you are, you know, a multi-million pound team, the treble is easier said than done. And the four-timer would be just be unbelievable. So I would say league plus one cup, and I wouldn't be disappointed with that.
And we heard it there, didn't we? Barry definitely want to be top six. What have they got in their locker to do that, Jonah?
Seventh last year, top six I want this year. Great, straight away. You know, he believes with the people he's brought in. He said he's brought Robbie Patton in, Marcus Jones, Torrey from Newport, who I think scored a hat-trick in their in their game on the weekend. So he's brought some good forwards and some stability into midfield. And he thinks he's put together a good enough squad. But Jenner Park, again, for me, key. A great place to play. What it mustn't become is a great place for other clubs to play. I think two great places in this league where people love playing football is Jenner Park and Stebbeneath. And I think for Andy Hill and Gavin, that sometimes that can go against you, because it's a great place to play and everybody likes to go there in them type of clubs. So I think if they, you know, they're just improving a little bit, I think they could get over the line top six definitely this year. Because, and let's hope, you know, they're a big club. If they do get top six or anywhere near Europe, they could be the league in this team. Them, maybe Carnarvon as well, maybe. They could be the team to challenge four figures. We haven't had that for a long time, a long, long time. And I just love to see one club from this league to start challenging four-figure crowds, and they could be one of them.
And last but certainly not least on this opening JDWPL weekend, it's the Scorrio game. It's Carnarvon against Kevin Druids. What will these two have to offer us this season? Welcome to the podcast, Sean Eardley.
Hi, Jonah Webber. Sean Eardley here, Carnarvon Town. Just to let you know before I send my recording in, I'm currently on my honeymoon, so I've actually been given a five-minute football pass by the missus. So, you know, I hope you feel privileged enough. But no, really looking forward to the season ahead. The boys have come back really strong and really fit. I'm really looking forward, you know, to all the challenges, both home and away. The new signings that have come in, Ross Stevens and Ben Mayer from Prestatyn, have looked really good. Ross is obviously going to offer us that experience, and Ben offers lots and lots of energy going forward. We've also got two other attacking options in Kai Jones and Sean Bradley, and we hope they're going to be really good additions to what already is a really good team, you know, that I have at my disposal. I look forward to speaking to you later on in the season. And like I said, all of us at Carnarvon Town are really looking forward to the season ahead. Thanks very much, guys. Bye-bye.
Don't get a divorce lawyer yet. I think you're safe, Sean. I don't wouldn't want this podcast to be the cause of a divorce.
Oh, brilliant. We've got to let the punters know, Mark. We've got to let them know. You ring Sean Eardley and he's on his honeymoon. And he asks his missus, "All right, to do the podcast. Top man, start as you go on, son. But don't let your missus hear this podcast. Thank you very much for stopping your honeymoon for 10 minutes and giving us your views on the league. He's brought in a couple of great players. You know, Ross Stevens has been around the block on this league from Prestatyn, wonderful left foot. Ben Mayer as well. I like the look of him. He's still young. He scored a few last year. I think there's more development there. And they both join a club with plenty of stability. And they, you know, they've been 3 or 4 years now wanting to get back in this league. And it all begins this Sunday on Scorrio for us anyway. It's Carnarvon versus Hughie Griffiths' Kevin Druids, and let's hope it's a great start with plenty of goals. And it's a good place to start the campaign, Mark. You know, and I think 800 there Sunday, at least.
And I've left these two till last because actually they are two enigma sides for me. Carnarvon are an enigma, but also Hughie Griffiths at Kevin Druid. Let's hear from him.
First of all, foremost is to survive and then try and push for that top six. I think it's going to be really, really close. I think the top three will be the top three again. And I think Clandidno have signed really, really well. And I've heard that Barry have done a few good signings as well. Cardiff Met will be strong and stable. So, you know, they'll be up there again challenging for that top six. But I think it's a slightly more open for the top six. I thought there was five definite last year. Probably not quite so much this year. I think there's probably three certs, and I think everybody else is going to be scrambling. I do think Clandidno will be there. But yeah, you know, we've made a couple of new signings. Just signed Dean Rittenberg today, Jordan Evans, Ryan Kershaw. So three boys who come in and give us some good quality and movement of the ball. We're going to need that. I think we'll get a little bit more respect this year and teams will drop off. So we've got to be able to open teams up. I wish everybody all the best for the season. Good luck.
Druids are an enigma, aren't they? He's talking there about first priority to be safe. I mean, I have to laugh at that. Surely the Druids don't have to worry about safety this season.
Well, listen, they got into Europe and they did really well. To get into Europe, they climbed over so many obstacles. And it's all basically, I think he's trying to tell you, right, is because of the strength of other clubs, it's just going to be as hard again. Because for a start, you're competing against three clubs at least who've been regular European entrants now. So he's sort of counting. What I think he's saying is it'd be so tough to do Europe once again. I just think he's covering his own back with the 10th shout. I think he has enough in the camp there. Like you said, he's a cagey character. He knows the league inside out. But he's just trying to, you know, be like any other manager. It would be a surprise to me if they were in any sort of trouble. But what he's just trying to tell you, I think, is he hasn't joined the big boys yet. That's the next step. To join the top six as a regular occurrence, that's his aim now.
Well, it'll all come out in the wash, as they say. We'll see in the next 9 months or so what all of those sides have to offer for us. I'm looking forward to it very much. I hope you are too. See you soon.